The country life is often envied by those who dwell in the city. Why? Well, there's the peace and quiet of the country night. For Walt and Emma Towns of Haynes Mill, Arkansas, it's a calm that's rarely ever broken by a stranger's visit. Sci-Fi Radio presents an adaptation of Avram Davidson's short story, The Grantha Sighting.
Good to see you, Mr. Trowbridge.
Emma and Walt Towns, this is Mary Anderson. She's with me on the Unexplained Aerial Phenomena Coordinating Committee.
Oh, how nice.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Towns. Mr. Towns.
Our friends just call us Walt and Emma.
And this is Mr. Tom Noble.
Just call me Long Tom, folks.
Oh, you're the radio man. Well.
Long Tom would like to record an interview for his program, if you folks don't mind that.
Mind? No.
You folks just come on in and make yourselves at home.
Thanks.
Okay, Walt.
Bill, you can bring the gear inside.
Now, we've got coffee and tea. We've got home-baked bread and preserves. And there's sandwiches.
And there's some of my special watermelon wine. You just help yourself.
Oh, this looks just wonderful.
Mighty nice. And real tasty, too.
You know, folks, I've been up here several times now, and you two have always put on a big spread like this.
We talked about it on the way up here and agreed that you've been more than accommodating.
So we decided that the committee would pay for these refreshments.
Yes, it's the least we can do.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
We wouldn't think of it.
Please, we really want
now,
to.
You heard Walt. We won't even consider it. Y'all just go on and eat, and let's say no more about it.
Joe tells me you folks wouldn't take any payment for newspaper stories or photographs, either.
Oh, no, sir. We just want to be a help, if we can.
Tom, we're all set up here now. Oh.
Emma, Walt, are you folks ready?
Yeah, we sure are.
All right. Hello out there on the party line. This is Long Tom Noble coming to you from Haynes Mill, Arkansas. I'm out here with Walt and Emma Towns, two folks who've had one of the strangest experiences of anyone in these parts. But before you hear from Walt and Emma, there are some other folks out here who represent the Unexplained Aerial Phenomena Coordinating Committee. Joe Trowbridge was the first person to talk to Walt and Emma after their encounter. So, Joe, you had something you wanted to say to our listeners?
It's about that cloth-like substance that was found up here on the night of October the 3rd. It's still defying the laboratory analysis, but we've asked the lab to give us a call tonight so that we can report on your show the very latest. Anyway, back to you, Long Tom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah. I sure didn't know they made apple butter like this anymore. Yes, sir, the Townses out here in Haynes Mill are poultry farmers by trade. But any time Emma wants to go into the preserves business, she can sure count on me.
Oh, stop it, Mr. Long.
No, it's the God's truth, I'm telling. And this chicken salad sandwich, oh, it's the finest it's ever been the pleasure to put in my mouth. Oops. Beg your pardon. Be sure you edit that one out, Bill.
Okay.
How is it that good country folk like Walt and Emma Towns find themselves at the center of so much attention? Well, it happened in the evening on October 3rd, a day that passed like every other day in the lonesome Arkansas countryside. Emma scattered corn for the chickens as Walt milked the cow. The pigs were slopped. There was time to do some cleaning, and of course the eggs were collected, candled, and packed. And no one came to visit. Yes, October 3rd was a day like any other day, until just about dark.
sure was a fine meal, Emma. Do you need a hand with the dishes? Emma? Emma, what is it?
Come over here to the window, will you? See that cloud?
Which one?
That dark. There. Right through the sunset.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
Whoa. There's something very funny about that cloud.
It looks just like a cloud to me.
No, there's colors inside. And they keep changing. And it's moving this way. There. Did you see it? I think it's coming right down in our yard.
Emma, that ain't no cloud. Holy moly.
You're right, Paul. That ain't no cloud. What is that thing?
I can't rightly tell. It's getting awful dark.
Let's go out and turn on the porch light.
Well, okay, if you want to.
I think we scared him.
You're right. Let's go down and see what they want. Hello in there. Can we help you?
We didn't mean to scare you. Y'all come on out. Sakes alive, Pa. Just look at that. That's the strangest looking couple I've seen in a long time. Look at that baby.
And what about those clothes they're wearing? Looks almost like bloomers.
Mighty light for this time of year.
Yeah, they must be cold. Maybe that's why they're so blue.
Yes. Well, my name is Emma Towns, and this is my husband, Walt. You folks in some kind of trouble?
Look how short and broad they are.
Gosh, hurt their feelings. You folks are going to catch your death out here with no coats on. Why don't you come on in and sit still? Now, isn't it nicer in here? Oh, what a sweet baby.
Looks kind of like its father to me.
Now, Walt.
What's she trying to say? Why, she's holding something out to you, Ma.
Of course. She's trying to tell us that she wants to warm up the baby's bottle. Why, sure you can, dear. Come on out back here to the kitchen with me.
We don't get many visitors around here, mister. Could I get you something? How about a glass of watermelon wine?
Yeah,
okay. No? Well, just what can I do for you?
Yeah,
I wish I knew what you was trying to say. Oh, I see. It's that thing you were driving. That rattle did sound pretty bad. Well, come on. Let's go take a look at it.
You fellas about got it fixed?
Yeah. Just a loose whatchamacallit on the thingamabob. Is the baby okay?
Well, it's asleep now. All it needed was a bottle and a clean diaper. We were happy to be of help. Anytime you're around this way, you just drop right in.
My jerry rig on that thingamabob could use a finer tune.
Sure was nice having someone to visit with. Heaven only knows how long it will be before anyone else comes this way.
Before we get going with the real true story of what happened, I think many of my listeners would like to know just a little bit more about the two nice folks all this happened to. Now, Emma Towns here is about as sweet and hospitable a lady as you could ever want to meet. And if I do say so myself, a mighty fine cook to boot. And Walt, well, he's got a real sense of humor, don't you, Walt?
Well, I guess so.
Well, from what Joe tells me, you really tried to put him on when he first came out here to talk to you.
Oh, that. Yeah, well, I was just having a little fun.
Joe says you were a real card. Joe, why don't you step up here and tell us what old Walt tried to pull on a serious UFO investigator like yourself?
Well, it was just a couple of hours after the sighting.
Howdy. What can I do for you?
Who is it, Walt? Ask him on in.
Come on in.
I'm Joe Trowbridge of the UAPCC. That's the Unexplained Aerial Phenomena Coordinating Committee. I just heard that there was a UFO sighting in this vicinity.
A what?
A sighting. You know, a flying saucer from outer space.
Oh, so that's what it was.
You saw it? How close was it?
Well, it landed right in our front yard.
In your front yard? What did the aliens look like?
Well, I'll tell you. They were blue.
Blue?
Yeah, well, sort of. Maybe blue-green, you know.
Well, what were they wearing?
Bloomers.
Bloomers? Well, did they say what their purpose was in visiting Earth?
Oh, sure, yeah. They told us right off. They needed some help to fix up their airship, and when I helped the mister do that, Emma helped the missus with the baby.
Now, wait a minute. You don't really expect me to believe that.
Why not?
It's nonsense. No serious UFO investigator worth his salt is going to be taken in by a story such as that.
Of course not. You just hush up, Walt. Walt's just joking, Mr. Trowbridge. Shame on you, Walt, teasing this nice gentleman. Why, it didn't happen like that at all.
It didn't?
It didn't.
No, it didn't.
What did happen? I mean, what really happened?
Well, Walt, I've got to give you credit keeping your sense of humor at a time like that. If something like that had happened to me, I'd be shaking in my boots. Well, anyway, we need to get down to brass tacks and do some serious talking about what really happened that night. Emma, the mic is all yours.
Well, they were tall, very tall, and they had on space suits. They looked like us, only their heads were bigger, and they had no hair, no hair at all. Their leader spoke to us. Well, that is, it was more like telepathy or something. He said that his name was Greg. His name was Grandpa. And he said we should be afraid because they came in peace. Earth people, he said, we have observed you for a long time, and now we feel that the time has come to make ourselves known to you.
So Grandpa came in peace then, huh?
Yes, that's right. Won't you have another piece of homemade bread, Mr. Long Tongue?
Well, I might just do that, yes.
Oh, I'll go get that. It might be the lad calling.
And some tea?
Well, if you insist. That's real friendly of you, Miss Emma Towns, down here in Haynes Mill, Arkansas. No sugar, just cream, please.
That was the lab. They had a report on the cloth-like substance left here by Grantha as a sample of his peaceful intentions and superior technology.
What did it say?
Well, they said it was very soft, very absorbent, and can't be burned.
Is that all?
Well, yes.
How big is that cloth-like thing, anyway?
Oh, I had the good fortune to see it at the lab. As a mother of three, the best comparison I can give is that it's just about the size of an ordinary diaper.
A diaper!
A diaper!
Our cast for today's story included George Latchford as Walt and Jean Evans as Emma. Long Tom was played by Melvin Dacus, and Joe was Dale Castle.